Our people say good morning. So we are finishing up this morning the Shar HaRishon in Shari Tshuva. And we're going through again the 24 things that the Rabbein Yonah is quoting from the Rif in Masachas Yuma that prevent a person from doing tshuva. So we discussed that there are different reasons why it prevents a person from doing tshuva. Some of them because they cause an unhealthy focus on the self, unhealthy focus on others, as opposed to a focus on the self. Others because they're relatively what we would classify as minor infractions or sins. And because of the nature of the fact that perhaps people look at them as more minor and significant, therefore, again, it's more difficult to do tshuva for them. So we left off with the last few. Let's pick up at Yud Tes. Someone who sees his son going in a negative way and does not object. We began to discuss this yesterday. This you showed that as a parent, my responsibility is to make sure that to the best of my ability, that my child grows up and my child continues on the Derech HaYashar, on the straight path. And if I see my child beginning to veer, and I shirk my parental responsibility, so ultimately, again, it's difficult to be able to do tshuva for that shirking of responsibility. The reason for that is because often what occurs cannot be reversed. Meaning, the idea is that once, unfortunately, the child goes off onto a negative path, at some point in time, I lose my control over that situation, and I lose my ability to somehow craft that process. I had the ability, perhaps when the child was younger, but once the child gets older again, I lose that parental hold. Therefore, it's difficult to be able to do tshuva, it's difficult to be able to repent for that parenting mistake that really cannot be reversed. Next. And by the way, it's also, I also want to point out that the commentaries on Shari Tshuva also point out that this is not just a din in children. This is a din whenever I see someone doing something negative and I have the ability to influence them to stop. Because, you know, sometimes you see someone doing something negative and there's nothing I can do about it. And in fact, again, sometimes my involvement in it could actually make it worse. But there are other times where I see someone doing something wrong, where if I step in the right way and insert myself in the right way, I could have a positive impact on the situation. So failure to do so is in and of itself sinful. Failure to step in and help when I have the ability to help another and prevent them from making an even greater mistake. So that's ultimately something that is considered sinful and difficult to do tshuva for, because even when I have a change of heart, the ship, so to speak, has already sailed, the person has already engaged or is locked in a particular behavior and it's difficult to reverse. Next, ha'ochal shol daniyim yisomim va'amanos. So this is one who consumes the property of paupers, orphans, and widows. So remember, again, in this category, this is talking about taking advantage of people. So remember, the common denominator between the paupers, the orphans, and the widows is that they're all people who are at a societal disadvantage. They're all people who are vulnerable. So taking advantage of someone vulnerable, says the Shari Tshuva, says the Rif in Masechas Yuma, is a sin, obviously, and it's difficult to be able to do tshuva for such a sin as well, since even when one desires to go ahead and return the object A, who do I return it to? But more importantly, generally, it's difficult to go ahead and reverse the dynamic when it's so easy to take advantage. Because it's easy to take advantage of people because they can't stick up for themselves, therefore, again, it's hard to be motivated to do tshuva. Chaf Aleph. Hacholik al divrei chachamim. Hacholik al divrei chachamim means someone who disparages the words of Chazal. So a person goes ahead and, you know, one sees this all the time where people say, ah, it's a dirabanan, or, oh, it's not important, oh, it's archaic, it's out of date. So we understand subconsciously the reason a person does that is because they're looking to justify negative behavior. Nobody wants to be on the wrong side of the law. Nobody wants to be on the wrong side of halacha. No one wants to be doing something wrong. So it's much easier to go ahead and disparage and discredit and say, ah, that's outdated, archaic, no longer relevant. You think God really cares? This is the best one. Right? Do you think God really cares about that? Now, that's a famous refrain. Do you think God really cares if I do this or if I do that? And the answer is, of course he does. But we like those lines because they free us from responsibility. But understand, where there's no responsibility, a person disparages the words of Chazal. So by definition, it's going to be very difficult to get oneself to do tshuva, because it's those very same words of Chazal that often inspire us. Chavez, hachoshed b'ksherim. So we'll say one who goes ahead and suspects good people of doing negative things. So remember, again, over here, it's the same idea. Choshe b'ksherim is someone who always sees the worst in people. Always sees the worst in people. Well, here's the difference. If I'm focusing all of my energies only seeing the worst in people, then what? Then what? That means I'm not taking the time to find that which is in disrepair inside of me. See, Choshed B'Ksherim is a defense mechanism. I've trained my vision to go and see the negative in everybody else, and it allows me not to reflect on myself. I'm so consumed by the negativity that I see in you, and you, and you, and you, and you, I don't have to focus on my own shortcomings, on my own faults. If I don't focus on my own shortcomings, my own faults, then ultimately there's no tshuva process. Chav gimel, hasoneis hatochachos. This is actually a very important episode. Soneis tochachos means someone who hates rebuke. Now, let's be clear. No one likes rebuke, right? No one enjoys rebuke. But the idea is there are people who assume a defensive posture whenever someone says something to them that they don't like to hear. Whenever someone comes along with, and there are, you know, sometimes people say I have constructive criticism, but it's more like destructive criticism. But there are times in life where we have good people who we trust who give us, hopefully, constructive criticism. It's important to be mekabel that. Because if I'm not mekabel the tochachos, if I'm not mekabel the really well-intentioned rebuke, the constructive criticism, the feedback, then by definition, I can never grow. Meaning, he who is impervious to tochacha essentially walks around thinking that he is perfect. Well, if I feel that I'm perfect, then at the end of the day, what is there to work on? So therefore, sonei tochachos will be impervious to tshuva. And lastly, chavdalid, hamalig al hamitzvos. Someone who goes out and disparages mitzvos, such an individual as well, unfortunately, will have difficulty doing tshuva. Because if a person disparages mitzvos, what they're ultimately doing is they are disparaging the system of Torah, they're disparaging halacha, they're disparaging chazal, and ultimately they're disparaging Ribono Shel Olam. So we'll say, the act of disparaging Kadosh Baruch Hu, by definition, precludes the process of tshuva. Because tshuva, again, is a return to the Ribono Shel Olam. But if I undermine or disparage the entire system of spirituality, then by definition it's difficult to return. Mazel Tov, Rabbi. So we finished the Shar HaRishon, big accomplishment, Baruch Hashem. We will, Amir Hashem, begin the Shar HaSheni tomorrow. Sure. Kiddush, absolutely. Absolutely. Maybe better. We'll do Tshuva. Let's do Tshuva, Amir Hashem. We'll celebrate. We'll do Tshuva.